Of the nearly 23.6 million people in America who have diabetes, nearly one-third are unaware of their condition. 57 million Americans have pre-diabetic conditions that put them at risk. To help make people more aware of their diabetic risk level, one University of Missouri researcher has created a clinical screening tool to identify high-risk candidates for undiagnosed diabetes. Mizzou medical researcher Rochelle Koopman created a tool that calculates six primary risk factors: age, sex, BMI, family history, resting heart rate, and blood pressure. The tool creates an overall risk score that will help physicians decide which patients to screen for diabetes. The measurement, known as the Tool to Assess Likelihood of Fasting Glucose Impairment, can help assess undiagnosed diabetes in people as young as 20, Koopman says.
It's nice to have a tool that can combine risk factors because doctors often have a hard time combining a number of risk factors in the same person. So say six risk factors, some of which might convey risk and other of which might be protective for them. It's hard to put them all together. And what this score does is just fix a number to that risk. And so higher numbers confer more risk, and that's helpful for people to be able to think about it in that way.
The Taggett tool, as it has become known, would encourage high-risk patients to use preventative measures to minimize their progression to diabetes. Koopman also says the Taggett could eventually become available on the web, making it accessible to more people. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.